Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Up to 45% of dementia cases are preventable through addressing modifiable risk factors. That is according to new research out today from Trinity College. And the principal investigator of the Irish Longitudinal Study on Ageing and head of the Ageing Research Programme in Trinity, Roseanne Kenny, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Roseanne. Tell us about these modifiable risk factors. Are they the obvious ones?
Well, I think some are obvious and some are not obvious. There are 14 risk factors which we identified, which in almost half of those with the risk factors hadn't been addressed. That's the first thing. And the things that you can do something about that might not be so obvious are hearing loss. That's one of the most potent modifiable risk factors for dementia. And we found that of people who had hearing loss, less than one in five were wearing hearing aids all of the time.
Okay.
For example, and you know, the rest were not wearing, were only occasionally using them or not, didn't have hearing aids at all. So sorting out hearing is a major risk factor that can be modified. This isn't people over 50. So it's, you know, middle-aged and above. Visual loss was the other one, although lots of people, 94%, were wearing reading glasses. Other issues like cataracts or glaucoma or age-related macular degeneration had not been tended to, and they're also well-established risk factors that you can do something about.
And do we know, just before we move on, do we know why those two things are risk factors for dementia? Is it a lack of...
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Sensory engagement or isolation or what is it?
That's a really good point. We looked at isolation and loneliness, etc. And that was independently associated. That's one of the other risk factors. So independent of hearing loss or visual loss. But of course, both of those sensory triggers are also associated with social isolation. We don't know exactly why. It's probably related to sensory stimulation.
You're quite right. Some of these are obvious, but I'm not sure people will know that hearing loss and people do tend to wear glasses fairly routinely, but hearing aids much less so for whatever reason. Tell us about the other risk
factors. So the other ones are diabetes, for example. Now, although diabetes, the diagnosis of diabetes was pretty good for those who we measured the blood sugars on, a thing called hemoglobin A1C, almost 90% almost knew that they had high blood sugars, they had diabetes. However, of those with diabetes, 45% were not at the target levels of blood glucose. So that's something that must be much more closely monitored. Depression. Antidepressants weren't taken in almost a third of people who had significant depression. And depression's a risk factor for getting dementia. High blood pressure. Inadequately managed blood pressure. Almost two-thirds who had hypertension, high blood pressure, weren't at target levels. So they were either on antidepressants, but not sufficiently managed on antidepressants, or weren't taking them at all. And high cholesterol was one of the other modifiable factors. Okay, so these are really common.
Really common. That, blood pressure, really common. Cholesterol, really common. Depression, all of these are really common. So tell us, for people listening this morning, if they were to manage those risk factors, supposing you're listening in your car, for example, this morning, and you know that you're suffering with depression, you know that you've either decided not to take tablets or come off your tablets or whatever, and you suddenly go, well, maybe I should because I don't want to get dementia. If people manage these risk factors, what do they reduce their risk of dementia by?
The statistic, I think, is remarkable, by almost a half. So something, first of all, so therefore it's not...
You'll half your risk. And as I say, people are terrified of dementia. So if you manage all these things that are predictable and unpredictable, or I suppose obvious and non-obvious is probably a better way, you will half your risk of dementia.
That's right. Half the risk of dementia, 45%. So almost half the risk of dementia. And we estimated from, because we can do, the study is representative, so we can actually generalize from the data, that 100,000 cases of dementia could potentially have been prevented during the 12 years of follow up of this particular aspect of the study.
And these are real lives. People's, if you have dementia, it's harder for you to live independently, live at home, live a full life. So this is really very impactful. This study, Roseanne.
It's hugely important. So on the level at the personal level, this is hugely important data that we can do something about. That's what I really like about it. But it also would have a major impact on our health services. Because dementia actually becomes quite costly to the health and social services.
Truly fascinating study and a lot of takeaways from it. I think we probably need a dementia strategy. Thank you so much for joining us. That is Roseanne Kenny there of the Tilda study.
Okay.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.